Kuf Tzadi Vav Se'if Aleph, where we talk about that the 7 days that a Zava counts begin the day after she checks herself, meaning that there's a requirement to do a Hefsek Tahara, and the Hefsek Tahara is done Zakhna Mechaber Samuch Lebein Hashmashos V'chei Nohagen L'chatchila. But B'di Evet, the Rambam says, a B'dikas Shachris works. The idea over here comes from the Gemara that we spoke about on Samach Ches, and the Mishnah on Samach Ches, and the Gemara on Samach Ches on the Beis, which is that the Pashtus and the Mishnah, the way Rashi learns, there are three different Shitas in the Tanoim. The Shita of Reb Yehuda is that the B'dika always has to be during Bein Hashmashos. The Shita number one in the Mishnah is that on day 7, we are Meko on the B'dika Shachris, but the rest of the days were not. The third Shita in the Mishnah is that even on day 2, B'dikas Shacharis will help. The Gemara says that we should have asked the question about what would happen on day 1, but we didn't ask that question. We didn't ask that question about what would happen on day 1. The Rush tells me that you should do the B'dika Bein Hashmashos, which the Beis Yosef understands. Again, this is review of what we did in the past. The Beis Yosef understands that Bein Hashmashos means Samach Bein Hashmashos, Ad Kan. One of the fellows pointed out in the Shir, during Seder, that the Shach writes that the Hefsek Tahara should be Bein Hashmashos. No? That's what the Shach writes. You get an impression that the Shach is arguing on the Beis Yosef, which is his standard approach. The Beis Yosef says it should be Samach Bein Hashmashos, and the Rosh does not really mean Bein Hashmashos. I would say that the fact that the Shach uses the word Bein Hashmashos indicates that the Shach holds that L'chatchila it should be done Bein Hashmashos. My pshat is obviously against the Sidrei Tahara. The Sidrei Tahara in Os Beis says that the Shach doesn't really mean anything. He's saying the same as the Beis Yosef. Va'ani amishmarati e'emoda. I like the approach that the Shach is saying it's actually Bein Hashmashos. Why the Mechaber assumes that it should be Samach Bein Hashmashos? So we pointed out a few approaches. One approach is that he's Choshesh, the way the Vilna Gaon understands, is that he's Choshesh for the Tan Reb Yehuda. The Tan Reb Yehuda who assumes that it always has to be Bein Hashmashos. We also said that maybe he's making Gezerah Atu the other opinions. Right? Either it's a Gezerah Atu, the first Tana who says that the Yom Aleph Beis Gimel Dalet Hei Vav, the Bedika cannot be in the Shachris. Or he's making a Gezerah Atu Yom Rishon, where we paskin in Se'if Beis that B'dika cannot be Bein Hashmashos. Those are the three mainstream Shitas. However, there is a fourth Shita. And the fourth Shita in understanding this Rush is based on the Taisus on Samach Ches on the Beis. You see, we just noted that if she sees Dam for one day and one day only, Se'if Beis says, Rasa Yom Echad Bovad, so then, if you see Dam only one day, you need to do the B'dika Bein Hashmashos, and the Mechaber says you need a Mochdachuk even. The Rambam writes that B'dika Samach Bein Hashmashos will also help in Seif Beis. Right? That issue is really the suffix that the Gemara had on Samach Ches on the Beis. Ta'isi Shalosh Sha'alti. I should have asked about day one. What's halach on day one? Meaning, does B'dikas Shachris help on day one? The Ramban in Perek Beis, halacha Beis, the Ramban has two opinions. Whether B'dika helps on day one, B'dikas Shachris helps. The mainstream opinion in the Ramban, however, is that B'dikas Shachris does not help B'yom Rishon, that you need a B'dikas Samach Lebein Hashmashes by Yom Rishon also. Because the fact is, the Gemara didn't have a Shaila. The Gemara was not poshet in the Shaila. So therefore the Ramban says, Some assume, because we're not poshet the shayla, we'll be mekel. Others assume, we're not poshet the shayla, we'll have to be machmir, and therefore bedika in the morning does not help. That's what the Ramban says, and Shulchan Aruch paskens like the Ramban. The Sidrei Tahara notes that according to this Ramban that the Mechaber paskens like, not only is bedika somecha bein hashmashel le'ikuva, but mochtachek is also le'ikuva. Meaning, on yayim rishayin, we have to know for sure that she was not bleeding at the end of Yom Rishon, even if you do a bedika beforehand, and you have a chazaka that you're tahora now, but we are nervous that because it's Yom Rishon, maybe you'll continue to bleed. Therefore, you need to ascertain definitely that you stopped bleeding. The only way you could do that is what Reb Yehuda calls Yodeha Bein Ineha Kol Bein Ashmashes. And the Rashba writes that our Moch Dachuk helps for that also. So therefore, based on this, says the Sitrei Tahara and Ostes, according to the Mechaber, moch dochuk is an absolute requirement if you see dam on one day and one day only. And the Sidrei Tahara says that the Ramah, who notes that the bedika b'di'evet has to be samach l'bein hashmashes, this Ramah is d'lo keman. There is no such shita in mainstream Judaism that a bedika on Yom Rishon of the Re'iyah will help samach l'bein hashmashes. We have a shita of the Ramban, which he seems to reject, that even bedika shachris helps. We have a shita that the only thing that helps is bedikas bein hashmashos dahainu mochdachuk leikuva. There is no such shita in Judaism, says the Sidrei Tahara, who says that bedika samach, or bedika after samach lebein hashmashos, which the Dogomei Revava says means after Mincha Katana, there's no such shita in Judaism that it helps. Either you need Meich Dachuk Likuva or even Bedika Shachris helps, meaning either you need an absolute raya that you stopped bleeding, that's what Yodel Bein Einel HaKol Bein Hashmashos means, you have an absolute raya she stopped bleeding, or you can rely on some chazaka. The chazaka would be that I did a bedika, I was tahira, presumably status quo. Right? You were tahira earlier, presumably you remain tahira later. But this bird of doing a bedika after mincha katana ain't no such bird out in the wild. It doesn't exist. That's what the Sidrei Tahara Taina is. It's a strong Taina, a very strong Taina. Oh. There is, however, an entirely other way of looking at this sugya as follows. I hope this is not too confusing for people. I'm trying to organize this as best as I can. We assume in Sif Beis that if you have a one-day flow and a one-day flow only, then le'ikuva, you need bein hashmashes, according to the Mechaber. Or le'ikuva, you need meichdachok, according to the Mechaber. Right? That's what we're assuming? Taisvis, on Samachasim Abbeis, says that there is no difference between the one-day flow and the one-day flow only. The difference is, was I bleeding today? Was I not bleeding today? Meaning, according to Taisvis, if I woke up in the morning and I'm still bleeding, and then I do a Hefsek Tahara later in the day, I feel like I'm stopping bleeding, I do a Hefsek Tahara later in the day, according to Taisvis, that ain't going to help, unless it is Samach L'Bein Hashmashes for the Mechaber with a Mechdachok. Or, right, it won't help for the Ramah unless it's after Mincha Ketana. Tosa says that the din of a one-day flow and one-day flow only is a non-existent din. When I speak about if you were bleeding, that means if you were bleeding that day. comes along the Chavis Das, and the Chavis Das writes that based on this, you should always do bedikas late in the day, and maybe, according to the Rambam, that's good, and you should always do a Meich Dachok, because we have to be choshish for the Tosfos. Based on this Tosfos, the Sidrei Tahara writes, we have good chat in the Rush. Remember, the Rush says that you should do bedikas bein hashmashos. And everybody jumps up and down, they spit wood and nickels, and they say, why are you doing a bedika bein hashmashos, dear Rush? Let's say. That's the position of Rabbi Yehuda in the Mishnah. Right? Merhautnish from Rabbi Yehuda. Right? To have to translate those words? We don't talk like Rabbi Yehuda. So why do you have to do the bedika samach bein hashmashos? Answers the Chavis Das, I'll tell you why. Because the Rush is one of the Balei HaTosfos. And Tosfos holds that the halacha of a one-day re'iyah is not like it says in Shulchan Aruch, one day of bleeding and one day only. But the halacha is, whenever I was bleeding that same day, I have to do my bedika samach lebein hashmashelis le'ikuva. And that, says the Sidrei Tahara in Os Tes, is probably the pshat in the Rush. Okay, so just to summarize, I now have four Perushim in this Rush. Right? The Rush says that Bedika of Hefsek Tahara should be Samach Bein Hashmashes. Either, like the Gaon says, he's Chayshish Reb Yehuda, or, right, he's making Gezeira Atushita number one in the Mishnah, or he's making Gezeira Atushita number two in the Mishnah, or he holds like Taisvis, that whenever I was bleeding that day, it's like a one-day Re'iyah, and a one-day Re'iyah requires a Bedika Samach Lebein Hashmashes. Not one day in the sense of only bleeding one day, says Taisvis, but if I was bleeding that day, then I need a Bedika Samach Lebein Hashmashes. Now let's just take a step back. If we hold like this Tosfos, we end up with a few interesting points. Let's go like this. Minhag ha'olam is that we encourage women to do hefsek tahara at what point? When did your wives learn to do hefsek tahara in kala class? Well, before shkia, yeah. But let's say this time of year, when Shkia is 4:31 now. So we usually recommend that women should do Hefsek Tahara first thing in the day, no? Because maybe you'll forget at 4:31. Reb Chaim Cohen writes in the Badei HaShulchan, we encourage women to do it in the morning, but they should try to do it again later in the day as well. They do it in the morning because maybe they'll forget later. And if it's not a re'iyah of one day and one day only, according to the Shulchan Aruch, Bedika Shachris helps. So at least B'diyeveg, you got it. But in order to be Yotze for real, you try to do a Bedika later in the day. That's what he assumes. I would say that there's no reason, if you did a bedika first thing in the morning, there's no reason to do it later in the day, according to the Pashat Pshat. Because we assume that there's a din l'chatchila only by mitzvahs, not by yamatir. Rav Shechter has this in his Sefer Ginas Egels. Doing a hefsek tahara is not a mitzvah. So if I did it in a way that will work b'diyeved, l'cha'ora, there's no reason I should do it again later in the day. Because there's no mitzvah to do Hefsek Tahara. So there's no inyan of l'chatchila by Hefsek Tahara. However, the Aruch HaShulchan in Se'if Chaf, the Aruch HaShulchan says, whoa, 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 whoa. Maybe the reason why we do Bedika Samach Labein Hashmashes is because we're choshish v'taisus. That if I was bleeding that day, so le'ikuva, I need a bedika samach lebein hashmashes. That would mean that if a woman does a bedika in the morning, let's say she wakes up, and she's still bleeding, but by 9 a.m. she feels she's not bleeding or something. Or she wakes up at 5:30 whenever people wake up, and then she felt that she was bleeding at 7 a.m. She's on her way to work. She realizes she's not bleeding anymore. She doesn't have Siktara first thing in the morning. Right? But she was bleeding that day. Since she was bleeding that day, according to Tosfos, le'ikuva, you have to do a bedika samach l'bein hashmashos. That would mean that there is a very valid reason that even though I did a bedika in the morning, I should do another bedika later in the day, because I'm chayshish for Tosfos. But that would also mean that if a woman knows for sure she was not bleeding that day, very often women have like a 4-day period. But you don't do Hefsiktar until day 5 because of the Poletes days, etc., that we'll learn about later. If you know for sure she was not bleeding that day, so even L'chatchila, a Bedika Shachris helps, according to the Aruch HaShulchan. That seems to be a very reasonable approach, even though I saw in the Sefer Mishmeres HaTahara that he writes that since no one said it before the Aruch HaShulchan, it's not correct, but it seems to be that it's a very reasonable approach. Let's take a step back. Sif Beis tells me if I have a 1-day flow, and 1-day flow only, I need a bedika, samach l'bein hashmashos, no? And according to the Sidrei Tahara, you need a moch dachok. Why? So there seems to be two reasons. The Levush writes, this morning I was reading this sefer. My father apparently gave some money to this fellow, so he gave my father a 4-volume set on Hilchos Nida called Das Yisrael. It's written by the Sanz Radayan Beitar Elite. Okay, so I was reading it this morning. So he quotes from the Levush. That Levush says the reason why, if it's a 1-day flow, you have to do a bedika later in the day, is because it's lo shriach that it's going to stop. You're bleeding 1 day. That doesn't happen so often that you bleed for 1 day. Lo shriach. Memela, if it's lo shriach, so you have to do a bedika the best possible way. You have to do a bedika samach.
Yeah, what does the time though have to do with since it's
lo shriach that it's going to stop? If I do a bedika in the morning, so yes, I know that there's a chazaka right now that it stopped, but there's a roiv that's going to start again, right? Okay. There's a roiv that's going to start again, so therefore the Levush says you have to do a bedika samach l'bein hashmashos, because or else Rove would indicate that it would start again. That's the way the Levush says it. According to Tosfos, this can't be the pshat. Because Tosfos is saying that even if you have a 3 or 4 day flow, if you're bleeding that same day, you need a bedika samach l'bein hashmashos, no? So it can't be because al pi rove, it's not going to stop. Because we're talking about day 4, day 5. And day 4, day 5, I have my Zichron Yosef, right? I for sure have a rove. And forget, you know, every woman, like she knows a rove. Like she doesn't bleed forever, no? There's a rove, it stops on day 4, day 5. So according to Tosfos, why is it that if I'm bleeding that same day, how come I need a bedika samach l'bein hashmashos? The answer probably is that since this woman is ma'ayona pasulach, we know that she's bleeding, so she has a chazaka that she is tameya, and the only way I get out of that chazaka that she's tameya is with absolute verification that she stopped. And the only absolute verification I can have is when it's samach l'bein hashmashos. Because if I do my bedika in the morning, so yeah, I have a chazaka that she stopped bleeding, but a chazaka is not absolute verification, no? Tosfos l'cha'ora holds that it's not a din in 1 day and 1 day only. which is understood by the Lavush to mean that you assume, even if you did a bedikah in the morning, you assume she's going to bleed later on, because al pi rov she bleeds later on. According to Tosfos, it's not because al pi rov she bleeds later on, but according to Tosfos, you need absolute verification that you stopped bleeding. Again, this is all Judaism according to Schwartz. So, yeah.
Why can't the Tosfos, I mean, unless the Tosfos talk about a milk dog folk, right? I mean, if he's talking about it just a regular bedikah, though, what would be the difference if I did a bedikah at 4 or 5 or 6 in the afternoon? Wouldn't that
Again,
still
so that's the kasha b'chi yadeh ha-beinineh ha-kol bein ha-shmashes. Right? And the Rashba writes that the way you solve that kasha is with a moch dachuk. And the Sidrei Tahara writes that according to Tosfos, you need merely a moch dachuk. Right? That's basically what emerges, right? Because I have a chazaka that I was bleeding, I need absolute verification that I'm not bleeding. Now, im kenim hadvarim. So we could say the following idea. The minhag ha'olam is that women do a hefsek tahara the following way. They take a bedika cloth, they insert it into their vagina, they go slowly and carefully to make sure that there's no blood inside. They take it out, they look at it, then they reinsert it as the maichdachot to last the entire time of Bein HaShmashas. Right? That's the minhag ha'olam of how women do a hefsek tahara. They do a bedika, a thorough bedika, take it out, look at it, put it back in. Why do they do it this way? Why don't they just do a bedika and leave it there? Farvus, do they have to take it out, look at it, and then put it back in?
Before Bein HaShmashas?
They're doing it before Bein HaShmashas. They're doing it late in the day.
So you wanted to count for the previous day.
What?
You want it to count for the previous day?
I want what to count for previous day?
Well, let's say Bein HaShmashas is the next day already.
So I'm doing this all before. We usually recommend that women do their Hefsek Tahara, let's say, half an hour before Bein HaShmashas. Half an hour before Shkia.
But right? If you don't see it come up clean before Bein HaShmashas.
Ah! So it could be that the Pshat is, and Rav Moshe Feinstein seems to say this in his Chuvis, in Chilak Bei Simen Ayin Aleph. It could be that the pshat is hazoi, that you need absolute verification that she stopped bleeding. How do I have absolute verification? I know I stopped bleeding. I put a bedika cloth in, I look at it, I stopped bleeding. Then I put my meichdachuk in, right? So my verification already happened on Wednesday. That would be closer, again, it's not exactly what we were saying beforehand, that you mamish need a clear, absolute verification, but it's basically as much as you can get. You need to ascertain on Wednesday that you're not bleeding. That's l'cha'ira the pshat in, that's l'cha'ira the pshat in this minhag. That would be more in line with the Tosfos, the way I understood it. Reb Feivelkorn writes in the Badei HaShulchan, however, that the minhag ha'olam, that women look at the bedika cloth and then they stick it back in, the minhag ha'olam is not because you need absolute birur. He says you're not really going to have absolute birur anyway. Rather, the pshat is that we want women to be able to get it right. We're worried that they messed up. We're worried that there'll be blood on that first bedika. So you do the bedika. You take it out, you look at it. Oh, if it's dirty, if there's blood on it, do another one. Right? That's what Reb Feivel says it. It's not out absolute verification.
If it's clean, though.
If it was clean. So I don't have absolute verification either, says Reb Feivel, because you only have absolute verification if it's mamish that second before Shkia. You have to be chayshish that maybe in those couple minutes after it's no good. Why do they do this? They do it because maybe it's dirty. That's what Feivel says. I would argue that in line with Tosfos, that you need verification. So absolute is never absolute. But there is different types of chazakas. No, Rav Shechter always says, chazaka could be 98%, it could be 51%, or roiv could be 51%, right? Whatever it is. So we're trying to produce a chazaka that she's tahira, right? What's the likelihood she's going to see blood again that same day? The closer you get to the end of the day, the more likely it is that she won't see blood the same day. That's what I would say the pshat and tosis is, that we need something close to absolute verification, which might mean not like the Sidrei Tahara. The Sidrei Tahara is saying that le'ikuva, you need mochtachuk. Kenzan, you don't need mochtachuk le'ikuva. Kenzan, you just need a really strong verification. How strong? I have no idea. But the idea, begadol, I think makes sense. Now, there are a few other things to say over here. The Chazon Ish in Siman Pei Aleph writes that if a woman doesn't, he writes that the Metzius is that women are not bleeding the entire time. They bleed and then they stop. So therefore, says the Chazon Ish, if a woman does a bedikah and the bedikah is dirty, she can't just go and do another bedikah again, right afterwards, because ken zayin, that the first bedikah was dirty because you wiped away the blood, right? And then if I do a bedikah right afterwards, it's like, to give her, like, have a cut and you put a band-aid on, right? So it stops bleeding. You take the band-aid off, and then it starts bleeding again a minute later, no? Says the Chazon Ish, doing one bedikah, followed immediately by another bedikah, doesn't help. Because the mitzvah is that you don't bleed the entire time. How long do you wait between bedikahs? So some of the psalms say you should encourage women to wait 15 minutes. Some say 10 minutes. Right? Again, all of these things are approximations to be choshish for the Chazon Ish. Reb Fivel Cohen time is that since no one before the Chazon Ish said this, so obviously the Chazon Ish is wrong. Now that's funny because like he's using the Chazon Ish's medicine against him, no? The Chazon Ish's general mahalach in Psak Halach is Mistimas Divrei HaPoskim is the greatest raya. And over here Reb Fivel is saying that Stimas Divrei HaPoskim is against the Chazon Ish. So that's already an interesting nekuda. Okay.
What would you recommend time-wise?
What?
How long do you think from your like experience and data?
I would say do it right afterwards. Like we have no evidence. We have no evidence that it doesn't stop. Again, this issue should also depend on our question. In other words, if I'm just creating a chazaka that I stopped bleeding, so then one after the other should help. But if I need real birur or something closer to birur, so then I could hear why the Chazon Ish is correct. That one after the other does not produce any.
Once you have this rogue that's so strong against the chazakah, you can't even establish a chazakah against a muscle, you're not going to find out.
Except, okay, but
that would take away from even the chazakah. You can't make a chazakah on an impossible situation.
I can't make a chazakah on an impossible situation.
Right. Then it's not really even a chazakah.
Okay, but is it impossible? I don't know.
Right.
Like, yeah, that's my point. My point is that the way I look at this sugya is, according to Tosis, I need as much of a verification as I could get. That would mean that doing one bedika followed by another bedika doesn't help. As opposed to the others who assume they just have to create some sort of normal chazaka, so then one after the other, l'cha'ora, should help. Again, kach nirel of yinias daiti. This is Judaism according to Schwartz. Okay. If you don't like it,
is okay with people who women doing a rabbi?
I think we're okay with people because I think fundamentally we do not hold like Taisvis. Shulchan Aruch does not paskin like Taisvis. It's a chumra of the Chavas Das to paskin like Taisvis, etc. Now I should note that Reb Moshe Sternbuch is probably the firmest person on this planet. No, top 10, right? So Moshe Sternbuch in his tshuvas. Chelek Aleph Siman Tov Kuf Aleph. He writes that we should encourage women to wait one day after they stop bleeding before they do the Hefsek Tahara. Because, he says, you have to be choshesh for Taisus, that if you were bleeding that day, so you need a moch dachuk, may ikar hadin, like the Sidri Tahara says, etc. And you have to be choshesh, says Rav Moshe Sternbuch, that what we do as a moch dachuk doesn't help. Let's go slowly. What do we do as a moch dachuk, generally speaking? You take a bedikin cloth and you stick it in. Is that moch dachuk? Moch dachuk really means you have a lot of cotton that fills up the oisei makom. Right? Sticking a bedikin cloth in and leaving it there. What type of moch dachuk is that? Right? There could still be some blood that gets out at the sides. If I have a moch dachuk and I fill up the oisei makom mamish, so then I could say that's a real moch dachuk. The Chavos Das himself writes in Siman Kuf Tzadi Aleph that to be a moch dachuk, it has to take a bunch of bedikah cloths. It's not enough to do one bedikah cloth. You take a bunch of them and you stick them up the entire osam bakum until it mamish comes out the outside. You mamish fill it up. You do like a plunger. You stick them in and in and in and in, right? And in that case, you know that you're not bleeding. Now, the Chavos Das does not deal with the reality called, if you stick it in, are they a plunger? How are you going to get it out? There's a shtickle problem here. But the Chavos Das' type of moch dachuk, says Rav Moshe Sternbuch, is something we have to be concerned with. Our moch dachuk maybe doesn't help. Meaning, if you hold like Tosfos, that if you were bleeding that day, may ikar hadin, you need a moch dachuk, and what we have, who says that's a moch dachuk? What we have is just take a bedikah cloth and you leave it in there. That's not moch dachuk.
How long would it have to be? How long would the moch dachuk have to be in there?
Moch dachuk, says in Shulchan Aruch, should be from before Shkia until after Tzeis HaKoychavim. But it doesn't help if it's just a bedikah cloth because maybe the blood comes out the side. It's not absolute verification. So therefore, says Rav Moshe Sternbuch, a woman should wait until she was not bleeding at all that day, wait an extra day, and then know your moch dachuk. And then you don't need a moch dachuk. What?
I think he's not top 10. It sounds like he's one. He's even higher on the list.
It's not.
You said top 10. He sounds like he's higher up on the list.
Higher up. And this is like top 2. Right? This is like a chumrah, agabe chumrah. He says women should not do hefsek tahara if they were bleeding that day to be choshesh from tosis. Again, I would say that Shulchan Aruch passes against tosis. I'm a Shulchan Aruch yid, right? But the Chavos Das himself, who passes like tosis, right, should require a Chavos Das moch dachuk. Right? That's mamish really difficult. Now, by the way, our approach of moch dachuk seems to be found in Rishonim. The kasha that our moch dachuk doesn't help, because it doesn't really fill up the area. If you look in the Sefer HaChinuch, Mitzvah Reish Zayin, the Sefer HaChinuch says, moch dachuk the way we do it. So, I mean, I'm willing to rely on whoever the anonymous author of the Sefer HaChinuch is, presumably he had a beard, I'm willing to rely on him. So that is the basic issue with moch dachuk. I should note, however, that the Chazon Ish and the Nodeb Yehudan Simin Nun Tes have an entirely different mahalach over here. The Nodeb Yehudan Simin Reish in Simin Nun Tes, Besofo, it's like the last paragraph in Simin Nun Tes and Nodeb Yehuda, he writes that fundamentally a bedika need not be internal. Right? We discussed this. Maybe just concentrating and knowing that you don't have a hargasha is good enough. A bedika doesn't have to be internal. How can we do something internal? Says the Nodeb Yehuda, because when I do an internal check, that forces me to pay attention. There's like a thing out there today called mindfulness, no? I think we all suffer from a lack of mindfulness. We don't like focus on anything. But if I'm doing that bedika, at least for that moment, I'm focused. And at that moment, I know I don't have a hargasha. And that's really what the Hefsek Tahara is. The Hefsek Tahara is a yediyah that you don't have a hargasha. But usually we don't trust, oh, you say you don't have a hargasha, Dilma Argasha Vlavadaita. But if I'm doing a bedika, so at that moment I'm mamish paying attention, right? So the Gemara says that maybe it's a hargashas aid. Maybe it's a hargashas aid, says the Nodeb Yehuda, is not a chashash d'orais, it's a chashash d'rabbanan. And if you pay attention, and you know for sure that there's zero hargasha, then we're not worried till my hargasha is saved.
Why am I asking to have more of a, than by the case of Gemara?
More than in the case of the case of the Gemara, it's just as though she's checking herself. But by Hefsek Tarwin, I'm checking myself to know for sure that I am not bleeding. So I'm, or to know for sure I don't have a hargasha. So I'm paying attention not to have a hargasha. So that's good enough.
But in Gemara's case, there was she was checking.
Also, that case, no. Who says she's checking herself for Zayin the Kiyam or for she's checking herself Samazai? She's inserting a cloth to check herself. It's not like a halachic check. It does not say in that Gemara Nun Zayin Nun Beis that's a halachic check.
Wasn't it for
Tashmish? It's. What, what's the.
Wasn't it the case of for Tashmish or halachic?
But again, that's not a full fledged halachic.
Also, isn't Rebbe going in the direction of saying you don't need to do an internal medika?
You don't need to do an internal bedikah. Okay, all you need is knowledge that you don't have a hargasha. The way I get knowledge, I'm saying the internal bedikah is like a backwards way of getting to full knowledge that I don't have a hargasha.
So maybe it's better not to do an internal bedikah.
No, because then I have
you
to worry about
the
a hargasha v'lavadaita.
Then you do it on the outside.
Zak the Chazanish. Zak the Chazanish. All you have to do is do it on the outside, but you need Shihui Zaman. Because the Chazanish Lashitaso says that you have to, that the way women bleed, it's not just a one moment thing. You have to spend time on it. So, if I do external Bedika, if I wipe myself, I wipe myself continuously, and I'm paying attention, I don't have a hargasha, that's good enough.
Can't you just wear a tight underwear and just sit there and like meditate for like a half hour?
If you meditate, it's gewaltig. But most of us, we're not mindful. That's the yisod in the Chazanish.
It sounds like it also needs to be institutionalized. Like it's not just enough to do anything. Like you have to do the
Chazal decided you have to do it this way because they're worried otherwise you might have had a hargasha. Nachon. So now that might be the pshat in our type of mochtachuk. Because when I have something in my body, even if it doesn't fill up the entire area, even if theoretically some dam could come out at the side, but the fact that it's in my body means I'm paying attention. And that means I am paying attention, I don't have a hargasha. So that could be the lumdus behind the Sefer HaChinuch, etc. Okay, so the Kitzer HaMa'aseh, I really wanted to get to the Trumas HaDeshen today, but I didn't. But the Kitzer HaMa'aseh, I would argue that that there are two conceptual approaches into how come a one-day flow doesn't work. Is it because there's a right that she's going to see again, or is it because we need as much verification as we can get? And there's a number of nafgaminas. We also have ended up with a discussion about maybe an internal bedika is not really necessary. Because all you really need is a knowledge that you don't have a hargasha. Okay, guys. So tomorrow is Yom Tov by the Goyim. So we're off. I'm going to have to pick up the pace. I realize I'm getting into the fetching mode. Actually, I want to talk about one thing. One day flow only. Let's say a woman ends up with a Tamei Bedika. Do you then need Samach Bein Hashmashas and the Mochtachak Le'ikuva? No, because a one-day flow only, the way we paskin, and we paskin that a Tamei Bedika might be a one-day flow only. So, do you maybe need Samach Bein Hashmashas and Mochtachak Le'ikuva? So I would argue that according to the Levush, it's not necessary. Because the Levush is saying that it's lo shriach, that you were mamish bleeding, then it stopped. If you did a bedikah and it stopped, you have to be choshish that maybe there's a rove that will start again. But al yedei a bedikah cloth, if you have a little tummy stain on it, so you have no such rove. Right? So according to the Levush, I would argue, but maybe according to Tosfos, that's like you need absolute verification. So according to Tosfos, one could argue that you, if you find a tamei bedika, you have to do li'ikuva, samach lebein hashmashas, with a meich dachak. This gentleman is a bigger chumrah than even Rav Moshe Sternbach thought of. But again, I would argue that it's true according to Tosfos, but we don't hold of Tosfos. This is, again, I thought of it this morning. If you don't like it, fine. If you do like it, I'll be happy. Okay, guys, have a great day. I do not eat turkey, but I do celebrate Thanksgiving.